Hey guys, thanks for coming back here to Follow the Puck. Friday morning, January 22nd, going to give you a quick recap of the boys' side of things. Last night, a lot of good hockey going on. To start, St. Michael went up to Moorhead, ended up getting the win 4-3, despite being outshot heavily. I think total shots were, 47 for Moorhead, 27 for St. Michael. So congrats, St. Michael, for getting out of there with the W. North Branch stays hot, undefeated. They beat Becker 8-2. Providence Academy beat Breck 4-1. Park Rapids over Breckenridge 2-1. Cambridge Isani in the outdoor game for the Rusty Skate Trophy 2-1 over Princeton. Apple Valley 5-0 over Egan. Burnsville 5, Eastview 3. Virginia Mountain Iron Buell 3-0 over Eveleth Gilbert. Buffalo 10-3 over Hopkins. Lakeville North 7-1 over Farmington. Minnetonka blanks Edina 4-0. Malacca over Pine City 8-5. And St. Francis upsets Monticello. I think Monticello shot. They had 56 shots on goal. Couldn't get one by the goalie. And St. Francis had 15 shots on net and came out with the victory there. So Spring Lake Park and Centennial. Centennial won 8-1. Eden Prairie beat Wayzata 5-2. Eden Prairie's tough. Their top line is very good. Southwest Christian Richfield 4-2 over Chanhassen. Duluth East 5-0 over Superior. Andover 9-1 over Coon Rapids. Rochester Lords 4-3 over Henry Sibley. Forest Lake 4-1 over Woodbury. Rogers and Champlain Park. Rogers won 8-2. And Rogers has been playing good this year, so we'll see if they can keep that trend going and stay hot through the rest of the season. So it'll be fun to watch that squad. Hastings and Holy Family went into overtime. Holy Family ended up getting the victory 5-4. A nice bounce back for them after getting destroyed by St. Thomas. Anoka lost to Elk River 5-4. Maple Grove put it to Armstrong Cooper. I was wondering how that one was going to go. Armstrong Cooper in Class A is pretty good. Thought they'd give Maple Grove a run, but maybe they had an off night. Stillwater 7-4 over Roseville. And Waseca 12-4 over Fairmont. And I believe for Waseca, one of their skaters is now the Kyle Allschlager. Sorry if I butchered the name. He's having a year so far. He had 3 assists, 17 points now on the year. And be fun to see where he finishes off. Sounds like a nice little skater down for the Waseca team. Red Lake Falls lost 4-2 to Mayport, North Dakota. Detroit Lakes 8-3 over Prairie Center. Albert Lee 3-1 over Faribault. Fergus Falls 4-3 over Sartell. International Falls beat North Shore 6-4. Rochester Century over Rochester John Marshall 6-2. Brainerd 3, River Lakes 0. Winona and Red Wing tied 3-3. Creighton Durham Hall, White Bear Lake. Creighton put up 7. White Bear Lake had 1. Alexandria was on fire last night as well. I think at one point it was 6-0, so they ended up winning 10-4 over Sauk Rapids. Owatonna 5-3 over Rochester Mayo. Eastridge 3, Mountains View 0. Mankato West 6-0 over Austin. Park of Cottage Grove 4, Irondale 1. Prior Lake and Rosemont, that was another good game. Ended up 2-2 in overtime. Lakeville South continued their dominance, 9-1 over Shakopee. And LDC in New Ulm, Section 3A matchups, that was a big game for those squads. LDC gets a 2-1 win down in New Ulm. Hermantown stayed hot, 9-0 over Proctor. Minnesota River beat Marshall 9-3. And East Grand Forks 7, Fargo Davies 3. And for those of you that don't have it yet, we have come out with a mobile app that will track all these scores, the game schedules, and stats, and we're pretty excited about it. So check out the website, and the link should be there to download it, and you can add it right to your home screen. So give it a look. We will do another one about the games tonight here shortly.